And in your mind's eye, be aware of your conscious energy running up and down your central pillar of consciousness, your spine, as it awakens all of yourself to be present this evening. Gather that energy at the base of your spine and send it down your legs and through the soles of your feet and into Mother Earth, into Gaia, sending this grounding cord down, down, down into the earth, to the very center, to the very heart of the earth. With Gaia's leave, we will draw up this energy back up our cords, back up through the many layers of the earth, and allow it to enter back in through the soles of our feet and up our legs, and collect it at the base of your spine at Malkut. Awaken your grounding place, your connection to Source. Feel present and grounded in your body. You feel the connection that Malkut has to Tiferet. As you feel your truth running through your body, your truth, beauty, and goodness that radiates from Tiferet. And draw this energy up the central pillar towards Yesod, your persona, your ego, the place of the good mother, and the dyad with the child. Feel your Yesod awakened with this energy, and feel the connection of your Yesod with Tiferet, as Yesod holds its aspect of your truth and how you present yourself to the world and how you care for your inner child and manage your cycles of your life. Draw the energy up and over to your left hip at Hod, your communication center. Feel the connection of your Hod to your Tiferet as you speak your truth wherever you go. You process information, allowing what is good and healthy and nurturing in, and what is not, you block and keep out. Draw this energy over to your right hip at Netzach, place of your instincts, your sensual awareness. Feel the connection of your Netzach with your Tiferet as you allow your true instincts to come to the surface and provide input into your day-to-day decision-making processes. Feel the wholeness of this vegetable triad from Malkut to Hod and Netzach, centering on Yesod. Be aware of the healthy and good and nurturing thoughts, feelings, and actions that you are aware of in this vegetable triad. As Tiferet guides and assists you in having good thoughts, good feelings, and taking good action. Now bring this energy up into your heart, to your Tiferet, and feel your Tiferet, your heart, your fire coming alive. As you feel confident in your truth and your life purpose. Draw this energy up now to your left shoulder at Gavurta. Place of good judgment, discipline and discernment, setting the healthy boundaries. Feel the connection between Gavurta and Tiferet as you discern where and when to set boundaries. What judgments come to mind as you interact with people and go about your daily business? Standing up for yourself where is necessary, and possibly defending others as is called for. Draw this energy across now to your right shoulder at Hesed, as you feel compassion for yourself and become compassionate towards others. Feeling the connection with your Tiferet and your truth, and how you express your compassion, giving it first to yourself, filling your cup so that you're fully available to others then, and not depleting your own supply of self-care and self-love. Feel the completeness of this soul triad between Tiferet, Gavurta, and Hesed, where you know your purpose. You have commitment, conviction, and courage to act in the world according to your purpose. Be aware now of this energy ascending up your throat or your face to your third eye. As we move up into the branches of your tree, place of inner knowledge, transformation, and possibly where there may need to be some surrendering to a higher calling, a higher sense of self and purpose. And feel the connection with your Tiferet, which knows the truth, which knows what needs to be left behind. As you pass through the portal of Da'at into the higher realms. As we ascend further into the branches, allow this energy to rise up into the left shoulder, the left brain of Bina. Place of the great grandparents. Bring understanding and tradition, long histories. Having contemplated a thought or an idea, growing into an understanding over time as it reflects your truth from Tiferet. And then draw this energy over to the right hemisphere of your brain, to Chokmah, a wise sage, a wise woman, who have a connection with the divine and have inspirations, revelations, aha moments that again are connected to and reflect your truth as they determine what comes in and is developed further and expanded upon, and what ideas and revelations may be turned away. And finally, allow this energy to be drawn up to the crown at Keter, where you connect with your own divine self and with the Holy One. Be aware that Tiferet, as it ascends to Keter and goes through Da'at, leaving all that is not needed at this stage, the purity of your own truth as you connect with your divine self, and open your crown to access your higher self, which may be just an arm's reach away. Invite your higher self to come down and fill yourself through this crown, mingling with this loving, caring, life-sustaining earth energy, as your whole tree is energized and awakened and fully alive. With all aspects of your tree awakened and alive, you're aware of the sacred marriage of left and right. As you hold your consciousness on the central pillar, knowing you have full access to all that is offered from the left pillar and from the right. And as you stand at Tiferet, you're aware of all that is below and all that is above. In the marriage of the lower and the upper kites of your tree. And as you expand your consciousness to Jacob's ladder, the connection of the two lower worlds with the two upper worlds. So Atzilut, Bria, Yetzirah, and Asiyah all reside in you. Now draw your attention to your heart, back to Tiferet. Feel the collection of all of these energies, earth energy, inspiration from your higher self, connections with all of the Sephirot. You feel your heart expanding, pushing your presence out and beyond the confines of your physical body, creating a protective sphere all around you. A sphere that stands for and holds your truth, beauty, and goodness. The sphere that lets in all that you hold dear and keeps out all that you identify as not good for you. Distractions, harmful thoughts, daggers from others that may be coming at you through harsh words or severe stares. As you hold your truth and your presence in the world, as you live out your purpose in every moment of every day. See yourself living your daily life with this protective circle around you. Nothing can penetrate that is not welcome. And all that is meant to be helpful, nurturing, supportive is welcome. Hold this image of yourself now as you draw yourself back to yourself. Becoming aware again of your inhale and exhale of your breath. The physical presence of your body. Coming back fully to yourself. Moving your fingers and your toes. Being aware of our companions in this virtual circle. And coming back fully to yourself and in your own time, opening your eyes.